Dimes joining us now on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. He's kicking it at the house, though, this weekend, I assume, getting ready for next week, unless he's already on site for the U.S. Open. But good morning, Ken Duke.
Hey, boys. What's going on?
Hey, Ken Duke.
We are at Pleasant Valley. It's the four-ball weekend, and we're watching people golf. And next weekend we'll be watching a lot more people golf because it will be the U.S. Open, and you'll be one of them. So what are you doing this week?
I'm at home, and to be honest with you, we're building a new house, and we're over here with the electricians and the builder mapping out all the plugs and the lights and all that nonsense. So
you're so domestic. I love it.
And I'm watching fish go by on my seawall, and I'm upset that I didn't bring a rod over here and fish in between rooms and all that stuff.
You are hilarious. Now, are you putting a putting green in your house?
No putting green. No putting green. I'm close enough to the Floridian that I can be there in 15 minutes. I'm going to come over here and relax. I'm not going to play golf 24-7 when I'm at home.
That's probably smart. So what kinds of things are you working on this week, and how much are you practicing versus resting this week as we near the U.S. Open and the exciting opportunity for you next week?
Well, I came in on Tuesday afternoon, and I called Mr. Tosky because I wanted to talk to him more about my putting. I feel like I've been hitting it really well, but my putting's been really bad all year, and just wanted to go talk to him kind of how things have changed for Monday, and played pretty good and ended up qualifying. So I went down there for probably 3 or 4 hours, and we talked and worked on some things. And to be honest with you, I just put my clubs back in the travel case because I'm not going to hit any. I'm not going to putt anymore. I'm
just going to enjoy the family a little bit. And we're over here at the new house messing around trying to make some decisions. But we're just kind of going there. We're going in there Sunday afternoon and be ready to go on Monday. I've never been there before. My pastor called me about 2 months ago and said, hey, I'm playing Pinehurst. Give me any tips. So I've already called him and waiting for his call back to get the tips. But I've just heard so many good things about it. I played with Billy Horschel last week in Memorial. And, Billy's not afraid to chat up a little bit. So he was talking about it quite a bit. So I was kind of soaking that in, but I still hadn't qualified. But just going to rest as much as possible and go from there.
When you're getting ready for a tournament, and this one, of course, that you hadn't been, do you practice certain – do you go in and say, okay, I'm going to work on these particular shots because I know that's how the course will play, or you kind of just already have your routine of practice going into each tournament that stays the same?
Yeah, they're all different, Pat. And obviously this one is a major, and there's a lot of runoffs on the greens, and I don't think there's any rough, but there's a lot of waste areas. So obviously the key is to hit the ball in the fairway and try to place it on those turtleback greens if possible. But, I mean, we'll probably take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of playing 9 holes each day and not really over-preparing, just really trying to dissect each hole and see where you can chip from or where you can hit from and really work on those like a 3-wood hybrid bump and run around the greens or a 7-iron bump and run or putting it, just to kind of see what works the best. For us,
if I ask you this question and you got to fill in the blank, and I'm you, okay, so you're saying yourself, or I'll say, if Ken Duke, thank you, it'd be great, wouldn't it? He's got a great jump shot, this guy. If Ken Duke does blank, you will be in contention where you want to be on Sunday.
If I putt well, I'll be in contention.
I like that. He's very confident in his ball striking. That's nice to know. I don't have that feeling. It must be awesome. Well, that's good then. I mean, hey, look, if that's all I had to work on, I would feel a lot better because they get the majority of it licked. And the U.S. Open is typically set up, especially the greens, to be difficult and try to keep guys around par. At least that's what we in the media think. Is that generally speaking, do they play somewhat similarly from U.S. Open venue to U.S. Open venue? How many Opens have you been to?
This is my fourth.
Okay, so I mean, are they typically set up the same way? I know people usually have a hard time scoring at the U.S. Open. I mean, is that a typical deal?
They usually are, Justin. But it seems like the three I played in before, I played at Bethpage twice, which long golf course, rough, and it rained both times. And I played at Oakmont when Cabrera won. Same kind of thing, long, fast greens, but deep rough. But there's no rough apparently at Pinehurst. You have the waste there, but no question is the runoff on the greens and how small they're. In the greens and how fast they are. I think that's the defense there. And obviously when Payne won, I think it was, I'm not sure the score, but I think it was over par, I think. But it's changed a lot since when they played it. So I don't think anyone really knows or how the scores are going to be and how to prepare for this one. I mean, obviously, just hit as many greens as possible and hope you make a few. But when there's no rough, it's a different ball game, I think.
Yeah. I heard somebody mention that they felt like the FedEx was a pretty good training area, I guess, or a good way to prepare for a U.S. Open setup. You, I guess you missed the cut last year, but 2 years ago, tied for seventh, so you've certainly played well at Southwind before. For you, what are your thoughts and memories of playing at that particular course? And I mean, do you find similarities to a U.S. Open setup over there?
Yeah, no question. I mean, the greens over at Southwind's not that big, and they don't have the runoff as many as probably as the U.S. Open was going to be this year. But it's a tough test. The wind circles a lot around there. It's usually firm and fast, and most of the time U.S. Opens are like that. This year, there's a stretch from Hilton Head all the way until Memorial that I like every single event, and there's like eight of them, and I just can't play them all. And this year, I took off Charlotte, and I took off Memphis, and obviously I didn't know I was in the Open, but I just kind of changed it up a little bit to see if I can get a little more rest. But I love all those events, but yeah. Memphis is a great one because a lot of people from Arkansas come over and support me. A lot of people live in Memphis I've played with for a long time, and they support me. It's like a playing at home, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I guess Pat and I were both not shocked but surprised a little bit that you weren't playing there because I figured you would have it'd be an opportunity for folks from Arkansas to come over and see you. But.
Yeah, and it was in my plans to skip it anyway if I got an Open or not. A lot of people said, you took it off because you made it. Not really. I had it already planned. Our kids was last week of school this week, and I haven't been to that week of school in probably 4 or 5 years, so I've really tried to be at that and see some activities they had going on. So that's kind of what I was doing.
Well, that's good. Ken Duke joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline again next week. U.S. Open, he leaves Sunday for an opportunity to play at a place you've never been. You know, it's funny. I just assume guys like you who have access to all these great places, although you do play for a living, so I'm assuming you don't necessarily go just for fun to play courses. But, you know, this is certainly one of the great ones, Pinehurst. And if most guys made a bucket list of 10 or 15 courses, that would make it to the list. What do you think is the best course out there, or probably the most highly thought of course in the United States that you haven't played?
I think I hear a lot about Bandon Dunes more than any.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many courses up there, and it's the cottages. I mean, all there is golf, apparently, is up there. There's a lot of guys that take guys' trips up there. I don't take trips to play golf. I do it for a living. So I hear about Bandon Dunes a lot. I hear a lot of good things about it. I've just never been there before.
Yeah, I would like to go. That's definitely on my list, too, and They don't have any events there, do they? Any pro events or mini tours or anything?
They've had some amateur events there before, I think, but I don't think they have any tour events now.
Okay. So you leave Sunday, and how much will you play in the couple of days leading up to it? I mean, is there a pro am and all the regular type of tour deals at a U.S. Open or not?
No pro ams in the majors. Lauren Roberts told me a long time ago, and I've got a chance to play in an Open. And British Open, he was telling me that just don't over prepare when you go to a place. You know, take everything in, but don't try to over prepare and play a bunch of practice rounds, because come Friday and Saturday, you're going to need that strength that you have. So I've just been I don't play in a lot of majors, obviously, but I've been in a few. Just try to take, you know, maybe play 9 holes each day and just soak it in, or maybe play 18 Monday and then back it off 9 and 9 or something like that. But I think, like I was talking to Pat, it's more about the chipping and putting around there. The hitting, you're hitting to a spot, and it's all about around the greens, I think, when it comes to majors.
I was going to ask about your relationship with your caddy on a course you don't know very well, like this one where you've never played it before. Do your expectations change? I mean, are the duties of your caddy more significant? I mean, do you expect him to get more information gathering the week of, or is it just the same as normal?
I think it will be a little bit more because we've never been there before, but He'll ask some other guys that's been there, and obviously he'll walk courses with other caddies, and they might point out some things that he might not see, or vice versa. And just him and I going together, we kind of go into majors, you know, picking a club off the tee that hits us to one spot, not trying to get it to another spot that we shouldn't even be there, and to try to attack it that way. But I know he'll do his homework. He'll be in there maybe Saturday or Sunday, and be rocking and rolling. He'll be excited. He's never been there before either, and I know we're both excited about it.
Cool. Do caddies ever exchange information? Is there any kind of friend information sharing that goes on there with the caddies?
I think so. You know, you know, obviously not during the rounds, but maybe after the rounds.
Do we know whom to trust, Ken Duke? That's key. Do we know whom to trust?
It's, I think they do, no question. Yeah, they're, and maybe if you're in the last group and I'm in the last group, we might not talk, but besides that, you know, I think they talk, yeah.
Ken, I know you're a big basketball fan. I know you have been to some Miami games. Didn't go too well last night for the Heat. LeBron got cramped up. So two-part question. What did you how would you assess game one? And have you ever cramped up on the golf course?
I was cramping Monday night when I was done. I felt strong the whole day. By the time I got back to the room, I was really – my legs were really hurting. But it happens when it gets – you're playing that many holes and it gets so hot. It's pretty intense. But I watched the first half, and I thought that – I didn't think the Heat could run with San Antonio, to be honest with you. San Antonio strives on that. The Heat, they have no inside play. You know, I'm good friends with Charles Barkley. I texted him last series against Indiana and said, why doesn't the Heat have an inside player? And they're so good. And why do they not have an inside player? And he texted me back. He said, they can't afford one. So that's true. Yeah. You know, that's true.
Yeah.
So I just don't think that the Heat can run with them. I think they have to, you know, work it around and they keep the scores in the 80s. And if they get it in the 90s and the 100s, I think the Heat, I think they're in trouble. But I feel like that they were really ticking and really clicking up to this point. But, I mean, who knows? It's just game one and they are playing on the road and the air conditioner didn't go out.
Yeah.
I guess they're not used to playing in the air conditioner before. So,
what about the most grueling course that you've played on? Obviously, last night, it was something you don't, you know, the strongest, most, I don't know, I would say probably the most incredible athlete in the world today couldn't even finish the game. What do you think, what's the most grueling course that you had to play on?
Well, there's been a few, but I think the one that stands out in 2009, I was in the British Open at Turnberry where Stuart Sink beat Watson, and the wind was just blowing 30 or 40, and the rain was coming sideways for three or four straight days, and it's just, there was, you have full rain gear on, you have your umbrella, and you have five or six towels. I mean, it was just nonstop. There was no hole that was straight down or straight into you. It was this crosswind left to right or right to left. It was just miserable. It was no fun.
I still have not forgiven Stuart Sink for that victory, by the way. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't blame him, but it would have been awesome to see Watson pull that out.
I think everyone was pulling for Tom Watson. I agree.
So would you take playing in 103 versus situations like that British with the rain coming sideways in the wind?
I think it's harder playing in the wind and the rain than it is the heat. I mean, in 07 we played over at Southern Hills in Tulsa, and it was probably 110 or 112 or something like that. That was really hot. But obviously you can walk to the side and get up under a tree, or if you do hit a side one like Justin does every once in a while, it goes up under a tree. So
yeah, it does happen occasionally.
You can get some shade here and there. You can get some water to cool you down, all that kind of stuff. But it is brutal, both of them. But I think the rain and the wind and the cold, you know, it's probably 45 degrees when it's in that weather, too. And it's just not fun.
I remember the Southern Hills event. We had a chance to go over, and I think my answer was not no, but heck no.
Catch you next time.
Yeah, it was way too hot, dude. Although I will play in 110 because I'm an idiot. But you mentioned you're friends with Barkley. Have you ever played golf with him?
I have not, and I'm hoping to do that. I've kind of been giving Keegan Bradley a hard time because he's big buddies with Jordan, and they play a lot at the Bears Club. So, I'd love to come down and play with you guys sometime. I'll catch up with Michael or Barkley sometime, and I think it'd be fun. It'd be a great thing to do.
Well, if you're going to play a foursome, I think you already know this, but you definitely need to get Michael on your team instead of Charles.
Well, maybe.
I don't know if you want Chuck on your team.
Yeah, hasn't he given it up? Hasn't he sworn it off?
No, I think he's still fighting.
He's still trying. He's still fighting a good fight.
He has a good time. That's all that matters.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ken, good luck next week. We appreciate you carving some time out for us, and we'll catch up again soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks again for everything.
All right, you bet. Appreciate it. Ken Duke, who is headed to the U.S. Open next week.
He sounds like he's in a great place mentally.
Yeah. Oh,
he's very just calm.
He's kicking it with the fam. He's doing his thing. He's like, I'm building my new house. I'm working with the electrician. I ain't got time to practice golf. I'll get to it later.
You know what?